Yeah, everybody thought that your brother, your older brother, would be the one that would go into the ministry, and not you. You would be the last one in the youth group that would go into the ministry. But you just don't know what's happening to young people. You know, and that's true today of kids in your church. You just don't know what's being said and done that will influence somebody to feel that God's pushing them toward the ministry.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I think, you know, you and Mom did a good job of keeping the door open but not trying to push me through it. I mean, you always said you wanted me to be happy, and regardless of what vocation I pursue or what calling I pursue, and I can even remember you trying to kind of talk me out of it. You know, you're really sure you want to do this, that this is a big decision.
Well, that sort of came from my dad, who said, if you can stay out of the ministry, stay out. And that wasn't really saying don't go into it, but go into it, I think he was saying, because you feel God is calling you to do this. And if you can stay out, then you probably don't have any business being in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And that's kind of what you're saying, too.
Yeah. And that was kind of a freeing thing in some ways, that because people say, well, did you feel pressure to follow in your dad's footsteps? And I really didn't. I really felt like I was doing this because God wanted me to, not because Mom and Dad wanted me to.